That's right. So I'm John the Tuesday, our time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leaf through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happening on today's date, today being the 16th of August. Just what's gone on this day in history. On this day in the year 1 BC, Meng Wang, a Han Dynasty official and consort Qin, consolidated his power along with Grand Empress Dowager Wang and was declared Marshal of State following the death of Emperor Ai. This was the first in a series of moves to seize the throne from the Lu family and establish himself as emperor, founding the Xin Dynasty. The Xin Dynasty was quite short-lived. It rose and died with Wang Mang himself, and the Han Dynasty was soon reinstated. In 1328, the Italian princely house of Gonzaga, inspiration for the play within a play in Shakespeare's Hamlet, seized power in the Duchy of Montale, where they would go on to rule until 1708. In the War of 1812, August 16th, General Hull surrendered Detroit and Michigan Territory to British forces under the command of Major General Sir Isaac Brock, who captured Fort Detroit with the help of indigenous warriors, led by North American leader of the Shawnee, Kemchay. At St. Peter's Field in Manchester, England, on today's date in 1819, 18 people were killed and 400 to 700 injured when cavalry forces charged into a crowd of people gathered to demand the reform of parliamentary representation as a result of famine and chronic unemployment. Known as the Peterloo Massacre, it's been called one of the defining moments of its age and had massive repercussions for politics and society of the day. 1841, US President John Tyler vetoed a bill calling for the re-establishment of the Second Bank of the United States. Enraged Whig Party members rioted outside the White House in the most violent demonstration on White House grounds in US history. The Battle of Akostanoo took place on August 16th in 1869. A battalion of 3,500 poorly armed Paraguayans, mostly boys between 9 and 15 years old, many wearing false beards, old men and wounded combatants, confronted 20,000 Brazilian veteran soldiers and were unsurprisingly slaughtered. In Paraguay, Children's Day is celebrated on August 16th to commemorate the memory of the children who lost their lives in the battle. In the year 1900, the Battle of Elands River during the Second Boer War ended after a 13-day siege was lifted by the British. The first British Empire Games were opened in Hamilton, Ontario on today's date in 1930. 1962, Pete Best was booted from the Beatles to be replaced 2 days later by Ringo Starr as part of the Vietnam War. 1964, a coup d'etat replaced Duong Van Mi with General Nguyen Khan as President of South Vietnam. Two Australian police officers, Gary Silk and Rodney Miller, on today's date in 1998, were staking out a Chinese restaurant in Moorabbin, Victoria, as part of an undercover investigation into a series of armed robberies when they were gunned down at close range and killed in what's been called the Silk Miller murders. A special task force was set up and a reward for $500,000 offered for information leading to the killers, but it took a good 2 years before two arrests leading to convictions were made. And finally, in 2008, the Trump International Hotel and Tower in Chicago was topped off at 423 meters, at the time becoming the world's highest residence above ground level. You can't get away from him. You can't get away from old Trump. Birthdays for us as well. Author, poet and dirty old man Charles Bukowski, born 1920. Australian director Bruce Beresford, 79 this morning. Another director, James Cameron, 65. Angela Bassett is 61. Steve Carell, 57. And Taika Waititi is 44 today. And some famous musos for us as well. Pianist Bill Evans, born 1929. Tim Farris of INXS is 62 this morning. Vanessa Carlton, 39. Bob Hardy of Franz Ferdinand is 39. Young Thug, 28. They're going out on this legend this morning. Brando, Jimmy Dean, on the cover of a magazine. Grace Kelly, Harlow Jean, picture of track going out to the Queen of Pop, Madonna. 61 this morning. No offense to anyone, but you wouldn't pick it, would you? She sold more than 300 million records worldwide, the best-selling female recording artist of all time. A legend in her own time, really. Inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in her first year of eligibility, and she did it her way. Going out on Madonna's 1990 hit, Vogue, for this day in history on 2SER.
Oh, cold, cold, cold.